Good morning. Today's daf in Nedarim is Ches. We're on the very bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting with the words Amar Gid Al Merav. We went over a couple of halachas yesterday. Some of them not related to Nedarim, some of them related to Nidui, but nevertheless, we're finishing up over here our first sugya. It's been a week since we started the first sugya. The first mission of the Masechta, talking about Yados and Kinuyim. Really, we've been focusing on the last week on the concept and the topic of Yados. Yesterday's daf, we entertained the idea that the Yados in other areas of Halacha, some of them seemingly totally unrelated to Nedarim, but nevertheless, the question was whether or not this idea of partial sentences, whether they work with Legabe. Yesterday, we talked about it regarding issues like Staka and Hefker, and whether or not it works Legabe Beis Akisei, which I know sounds strange, but in other words, this is the topic of Hazmana. Anyway, so good. But yesterday we went a little bit off tangent, and so while we're a little bit off tangent, so the Gemara is going to remain a little bit off tangent for most of today's daf. Today we end off with a little bit of Agadata. First time we're hearing Agadata here in the Masechta and today's daf. Anyway, that's coming up at the very end of today's daf. Amar of Gidol, Amar Rav. So here we are now on the very top of Ches Amud Aleph. Minayin Shishini Shmaim L'Kayim Asa Mitzvah. So how do I know that you can make a Shvuah L'Kayim Asa Mitzvah? So let's say, for example, that you really want to motivate yourself to take Lulav. Just as a simple example. So what you want to do now is that you're going to make a Shvuah. So that you're going to do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so Shenemar. So we have a Pasuk in Tehillim. Nishmati Ve'Kayim Enel Shmor Mishpatei Tzidkecha. So it's a beferish pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk is really just the simplest reading would be that this is totally okay. It's perfectly okay. So the Gemara asks the question, which is v'alo mushbad v'omed mahar sinaihu. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Meaning at this point in time, mushbad v'omed. Meaning we already are sworn that we are going to keep all the mitzvahs. So we made a pact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Mamad Har Sinai, at which we already committed ourselves to doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So in other words, at this point in time, Mushba va'omed, you're making a shvuah. So we, the Jewish people, made a shvuah 3,300 years ago. And we're still bound by that very shvuah that we made. So, well, what's your shvuah going to accomplish and what's it going to achieve? So, Ela hakamash blan, deshar le'lin, so zuzer nafshe. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the chiddush is that it's the proper thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Okay, the Ran over here goes at length. And I'm just going to quickly summarize what the Gemara's Havamina is, what the Gemara's Maskana is. The Gemara, in the Havamina says, the Ran says like this. In other words, the Gemara for a moment never entertained that maybe over here there's not going to be a chalosh shvuah. Meaning, of course, there's going to be a chalosh shvuah. So the Ran says he quotes a number of Gemaras that even in a circumstance where there's not going to be a carbon per se. Meaning, if you violate your shvuah, so you're on the hook. You have to bring a carbon. So even if that's not the case over here, but nevertheless, there's still going to be a chalosh shvuah. For sure, there's an effect to that which you said. What the Gemara was bothered by was, is this appropriate? Is this proper behavior? Should we be doing this? Meaning hashkafically. Like what's the proper hashkafa? So the proper hashkafa is that if you need extra motivation and you know yourself and you know that this is going to be a further incentive to have you doing the mitzvah, so then absolutely appropriate. That's what the Gemara was driving at. That the fact that there's a chalos, the fact that it takes effect, that we knew the whole time. That was never open for a discussion. But in terms of whether it's appropriate, it's absolutely appropriate. That's what we're learning out from the Pasuk in Tehillim. So v'amr of Gidol Amarav, v'amr Ashkim v'eshna perik zeh, eshna masechta zeh, nedogadogadog lalokei Yisrael. So additional to that, we have another statement, which is going to sound very similar, and that is that you want to motivate yourself to learn. Okay, you know you need to be learning more, and you need further motivation, you need further incentive, so you know what, if I make a shvuah, so that's it. By the way, the interchangeability of the word neder and shvuah, so the Ran also picks up on it in today's daf. And the Ran says they're interchangeable, meaning, obviously, you either meant neder or you meant shvuah, but the fact that you called one the other, so that happens. It happens, the Ran says, pretty frequently in our Masechta. Okay, so anyway, the Gemara uses the words neder gadol neder lelokei Yisrael, which sounds like you're making a neder. You're not making a neder, you're making a shvuah. Because you're talking about an action, like we discussed on day one of the Masechta. When you're talking about an action, that's a shvuah. When you're talking about an object, so that's a neder. So over here, you're talking about you learning. That's an action. Okay. Anyway, so the... huh? Well, we're going to... In just a moment. In just a moment, I'm going to compare the two cases. And I'll talk about what we added. So over here... So fine. So I just wanted to make the point about the interchangeability. Good. So anyway, so you want to motivate yourself. You want to incentivize yourself. So the Gemara says, Rav Gidon Rav says, go for it. That's absolutely appropriate. So, Valo Mushba Valmidhu, Vein Shvua Chal Al Shvua. So again, the Gemara says, look, learning is something which we are already required to do. So what are you doing with Yeshua? So my Kamashmalan Dafilu Ba'ama, Haina de Rav Gidon Kamaisa. And so the Gemara says, okay, so maybe, what the Gemara is telling us is that it's appropriate to do, meaning hashkafically it's the right thing to do. The Gemara says, okay, I love it, but I already got that down. Meaning I listened to the first Rav Gidol Marav of today's daf. So the first Rav Gidol Marav tells me that it's appropriate. So now I need another member of Rav Gidol Marav to also tell me it's appropriate? Okay, I knew that already. So the Gemara says, no, hakamash malan kevin di ibai patan afshei, bekriya shema shachris v'arvis, so mishum hachi chashvu aleha. So the Gemara says, okay, I would have thought as follows. And that is that you have a mitzvah of saying Shema, both in the morning and in the evening. And so therefore, I might have thought, it's a funny havamina. So I might have thought, so the Chai Shvua Allah, that really there should be a Chalo Shvua upon you. So what comes out to tell me is that no, there's not going to be a Chalo Shvua on you. Okay. So over here, you talk about an exciting run. So the run writes the following over here. So good. So we have a second statement of Rav Gidol Marav that tells us that if I make a shvua that I'm going to go learn, right, more than what I normally do, right? We're right, Mishnah Echad, Perek Echad, right? Either a Mishnah or an entire chapter, whatever the case is. So fine. So it's not only appropriate, which we knew already, but in other words, I might have thought that there would be a chalos. Now, look at the run over here. This run I'm going to read inside, right? It's really fantastic. The run over here is after the lines get wide. The Hakamashman de Kem di by Patanaf Shevichule. Mistabr Li. So the Ran says, here's what I think. Delav Dafka de Bahaki Mifta Shari Chaiv Kaladam Lomotami Yom Balaila Kafi Kochal. Now I know the Gemara says that you can get away with saying Shema in the morning and in the evening, but the Ran says, I don't think so. In other words, I know that's what the Gemara says, but no. In other words, our obligation is to be learned at every opportunity that we can. Ramin Parakama de Kedushin, Tan Rabbanam, Vishinantam, Shiu Divri. Right, so the Gemara in Kiddushin that it says that what do we derive from the word Vishinantam? That Torah has to be clear. Somebody asks you a question, you have to know the answer. Okay, saying Shema in the morning and in the evening is not going to get you to the part of Shinun. You're not going to have clarity on Torah if all you're doing is just simply saying Shema twice a day. Clearly, there is this imperative that we have to know Torah and we have to know it clearly. And so obviously that means dedication. We're going to have to be learning. V'kiresh ma'shachris v'arvis l'sagalachi. Elevi kanir ali. Raya l'mal shekatzavti b'perek shvuos shtayim basra. So he says, look, take a look in the Masechta Shvuos, take a look at my commentary to Shvuos. I wrote it over there and I'm writing it here as well. And that is the chomidi da'as midrasha. Afa pushu min atara kevin delesa mefurs b'kara b'heja. Shvua chala alav. Okay, so I have a chiddush. And that is that when something is learned via drasha, and it's not a beferish pasuk, and you're making a shvua on that, your shvua will have chalos. It will take effect. Even though we're bound by the Torah to do so, but bound by the Torah, in other words, we note numerous times that there's Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, same level of obligation, nevertheless, in terms of a chalos shvua cannot take place on a pasuk in the Torah, because that's mushba v'omeit. But a chalos shvua can take effect on Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a chiddush. V'hacha hachi karmin kevin di by patanav shei mi mai dichzi bekra beheja dahenu b'shach v'chov kamecha bekra shema shachos v'arvis mishum hachi chalos shvua Allah legarme afilu lekarban. And now, so that's the chiddush over here. Meaning, how do I fulfill the pasuk in the Torah? Fulfillment of the pasuk in the Torah. So that's shachris, kriyashma shachris varvis. Meaning at that point in time, I fulfill the mitzvah of limud haTorah. Now, that's not, it's true and it's not true, right? It's a real balancing act over here that Ron is doing. It's true and it's not true. On one hand, it's true in that you fulfill the limud haTorah of Torah Shebechsav, meaning that which the Torah requires us to do. But then on top of that, we have vishinantem, and from there, shiudivrei Torah mechudad and beficha, which is learned, it's a drasha. And it requires us to learn more. All that's true. But in terms of the chalos shvua, it will take effect. Why? Because that's only derived through Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebechsav. And there is a chalos shvua on something that is only learned, I'm saying it contextually, only learned in Torah Shebaal Peh. So when the Gemara says it's neder gadol, it means mamish it's a neder. It is an actual neder. And the Ron says, and take a look at my parish over there in Shavuos. Basically, I said the same thing over there, but there I elaborated more. Okay, so that's that serves as a tremendous chiddush in terms of the fact that there's a chalos neder on something that's only derived through vay drasha and it's not a beferish pasuk in the Torah. Okay, we're back to the Gemara. We're in Chesam Ad Aleph. Amar Rav Gidal Marav Homer Lechavero. Nashkim v'nishna perikzeh. I love lahashkim. So let's say this is going to be the third statement of Gidal Marav in the course of today's daffin. I go to my friend and I say to him, hey, let's get up this morning. Let's go. Let's go to the base medrash. Let's wake up early. So you are now required to do so. Shenemar v'yomar yalai. Kum se'el abika v'sham adaber osach v'yitzel abika v'yinei sham kvod Hashem amet. And we have a pasuk in Yechezkel that speaks out this idea that that's exactly what you have to do. So the... for a third time today, the Gemara doesn't even bother asking, but we can ask the question, what's the Chiddush over here? Meaning at this point in time, right, we have heard not once, but already twice, that once you bind yourself to doing a mitzvah, so then you're bound. So over here, what's the Chiddush? So the Ran also is bothered by this very question. And he writes, I love Lahashkim, Mistabra Li, Dahachikam, Kevin Shamar Nashkim, Harikiba, Love Shuyu, Ma'ore, Bedavar, Kishem Shuhu, Ma'ore, Me'achshav. Okay, so in other words, alav lahashkim, meaning that all you said was, let's wake up early. So that is a Kabbalah's neder. In other words, the Ron entertains the idea, maybe your friend is also bound by the neder, but the Ron doesn't like that idea. Anyway, he doesn't accept it. Anyway, what comes out now is that according to the Ron, just simply saying, let's wake up early, is already, that's already a Kabbalah's neder. Okay.
It's a one-time thing, right?
Yep. Sounds that way. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the first part of today's daf. And so three statements are of Gidal Marav, basically motivating yourself, incentivizing yourself to do mitzvos. Okay, what each one of the statements of Rav Gidal adds to this discussion is what we just went over. We continue. Okay. Next part of the Gemara is so interesting, but it's gonna certainly be difficult. And that is what to do with a dream. Okay, you had a dream, and what do you do with a dream? So there are various Gemaras throughout Shas that discuss exactly what to do with a dream. The Gemara at the end of Brachos, I think, has the longest discussion in terms of what the dreams mean. So you have a dream, and it's, you know, and the dreams usually come out to be these storylines that are weird and really hard to decipher. And so if you want like a decoder in terms of what dreams mean, so the Gemara at the end of Brachos is there to help us out with those. Okay. Our Gemara over here is going to be discussing what happens if in the dream you were excommunicated. What do you do then? So I'm Rav Yosef Nidal B'chalom. So let's say in a dream, so you were put in a cherem, you're put in a nidui. So Tzar Chasar B'nei Adam Lahatirlom. So what you need is you need a minion. You gather 10 people together and that will create the heter. So V'hu D'tanu Hilchasa Ava Masnu V'lo Tanulom. They have to be barhachi. They have to be people who are knowledgeable in halacha. Right, the Ran over here offers two pshatim exactly what it means, that they're masnu velo tanu. Right, the Ran says either klomer the masnu la'achirim avatanu velo, either they had to be not only people who were learning Torah but teaching Torah. That's one pshat, and the Ran offers another pshat as well, masnu meaning that they learn not only Mishnah but they learn Gemara as well. Okay, they have to be a bar hachi.
Dreams, no?
Right. Oh, very good. Now let's say I just simply don't have 10 of those types of people available. So I feel a master of lotanu. So the commercial is fine. So then, okay. So you can lower your standards in terms of who the 10 people are going to be. V'ileka. Now, let's say I can't even get 10 of those types of people. 10 people who learn Torah, I can't get them together. So, leiz over leiz of a parshas drachim. So then, what you're going to do is you're going to go to the corner and v'yav shalom lebe asara, say shalom aleichem to 10 people, and ad the miklay le asara degamri hilchasa. Eventually, what you're going to do is you're going to encounter 10 people who are somewhat learned, and they're going to create for you the hatara. Okay, the Ran over here points out what is happening over here in terms of the collection of 10. So the Ran says, because we know what happens when 10 people get together. When 10 people get together, so the Shekhinah comes together along with the 10 people. Really, meaning you want the 10 people, but you really want, of course, is the Shekhinah. Meaning, min ha-shamayim, you were put in Nidui. How do you know that? You saw it in the Chalom. Okay. And the obviously, our Gemara over here is taking the very clear position that the Chalom is to be taken seriously. Your dreams are not to be dismissed. Okay. Other Gemaras are not so clear that in fact, is the case, that you should be taking your dreams seriously or literally. But over here, our Gemara clearly is of that position. And so, in other words, so the Shekhinah put you in this Nidui. So you were excommunicated by above. So therefore, what you need is you need the Shekhinah to come back. So once you get 10 people together, 10 people assembled, the Shekhinah is there. Okay. Now, it happens to be, right, just as my own difficulty in terms of understanding the Gemara, is that in terms of getting the Shekhinah together, you don't need 10 Bar Hachis, you don't need 10 Tamid Chachamim, meaning a minion can be made up of 10 Jews, right? The simplest of Jews. So it's going to make a minion, and you could say, Kaddish, and you could say Baruch Hu, and the Shekhinah is there. Okay. Over here, for this halacha, though, they have to be a Bar Hachi. Okay. So I just need to understand a little bit better, but good. One day I will. So the Amalei Ravina LeRavashi Yada. So Man Shamte. So Mao Delishrele. So so let's say you have a recollection in the dream of who exactly put you in Chayre. Meaning in the dream, it wasn't that you were just excommunicated, but you remember who did. So at that point in time, can you go to that individual, obviously after you woke up, and can you go to that individual to provide for you the Hatara? So Amar Leh Lishamute Shavu Shliach. Lemishre Leh Lo Shavu Shliach. So the Gemara says, no, to put you in Chayrim, so what he did is that he appointed a Shliach, meaning, obviously, Min HaShemayim, now you're put in Chayrim. So, but to be, to extricate you, to remove you from the, from the Chayrim, so, Lo Shavu Shliach, meaning, so you're gonna need together the 10, you're gonna need the Shekhinah. So, Amalei Revach LeRevashi Shamte Visharalei Bechal Mei Mai. Okay, how about this? How about in the dream? So you were put in Chayrim, but also in the very same dream, you were released from Chayrim. So now what can you say at that point in time? So can you wake up basically not worrying? So my Amar Leih, Kishem She'ef Shel Abar B'lo Taven. So the Gemara says, okay, so let me tell you a little bit about dreams. Rashi and Chumash says this a couple of times, right? By the interpretations of the dreams by Yosef and his brothers, Rashi says this anyway. So Amar Leih, Kishem She'ef Shel Abar B'lo Taven. So he says, look, there's going to be nonsense in every dream, by definition. In other words, the dream is there to give you information, to impart information from above, but at the same time, however, within every dream, so there's going to be a little bit of nonsense. Just like, you know, when you go and you harvest, you know how many times I've done that in my life. So when you go in your head and you harvest, so there's going to be some chaff together with the kernels. So, right, the kernels is the part you want. The chaff is the part you're going to get rid of. So the same thing is true regarding every dream. In other words, there's kernels and there's chaff. And so over here, so what's the kernel? You were put in Chayrim. What's the chaff? Oh, you were released from Chayrim. Oh, okay, fine. Which now means that you're in Chayrim. In other words, you were Nidur, you were excommunicated. I, in the dream, you were released from the excommunication. That part you're going to have to unfortunately disregard. And that means now that as you come up from the dream, so now as you wake up, so what you're going to have to do now is once again assemble 10 people and ask them to release you from the dream. Okay. Ches Amud Beis, very top of the Amud, second line down. Ravina Havalei Nidra L'Devasayu. Okay, Ravina's wife made a neder. Okay, so as we're going to be learning extensively in our Masechta, later in the Masechta, so the husband has the ability to be made for neder, but not every neder that his wife makes he can be made for. Some yes, some no. Okay, and we'll discuss later in the Masechta how to categorize and which ones he can be made for and which ones he cannot be made for. For our purposes right now, we're going to say it simply. The neder that his wife made is one that the husband himself couldn't be made for. How do I know that? The Ran says so. And secondly, because it's going to become evident in the Gemara upcoming. So Ravina Avalei Nidrula Devasayu Asa Lakami De Rav Ashi. So now what does he need to do? So he goes to Rav Ashi. Amar Leih. So now he says to Rav Ashi, "Nu, can I serve as a shliach for charata?" Meaning, she regrets having made the neder. Okay, the regret of the making of the neder is step one in terms of being matir the neder. Okay, let me try to make this clear. A woman makes a neder. She either has a father, or she has a husband. Okay, and even as I say, she has a father. It has to be when she's either katana or she's a nara. Anyway, a woman makes a neder, and it falls under the category where the husband can be made for the neder. Husband then is made for the neder. It's really simple. He's constrained by a certain time limit in terms of how long he has from hearing the neder that it could be mefer. But in other words, but after that point in time, as long as he's within the time limit, so he could be mefer, no questions asked. Good. But then, in the event that, let's say the husband can't be mefer the neder, again, categorically, it doesn't fit in the type of neder that is eligible for afara. So now, what you have to do is you have to go to a chacham. And the chacham could be matir the neder, and that's not just limited only to a woman. In other words, any one of us who makes a neder, and we regret having made the neder, so we go to a chacham, and the chacham is going to be matir the neder. Again, that's something that we're going to be discussing extensively in the course of this masechta. Right now, the Gemara is not getting into the details of how the chacham is being matir the neder. All we want to know is, can someone serve as a shlech for somebody else? Meaning, I'm right now currently bound by a neder that I made. I have regret making the neder. Can I send somebody to be matir my neder? And he'll serve as my shliach. Generally speaking, shlichus is if I appoint somebody to be my agent, so he could be my proxy for many things, okay, in halacha. Even to the point of being mekadesh a woman, I could send a shlich to do so. So can I send a shlich in order to be matir my neder? That's effectively the Gemara's question over here. So amalei imechan finan in ilo lo. So, Rav Ashi gives a funny answer to Ravina. Rav Ashi says to Ravina, look, if you have already people assembled, now for Hataras Neder, you need three. If you have three of them already assembled, great. But if you have to go through the trouble of assembling three people, then no. Okay. Now, well, yeah, good. So, right, good. So everyone's wondering right now, as I pause, why? Why should that be? In other words, if they're assembled, then it's fine. But if they're not assembled, then you have to assemble them, then no. So what is going on over here in our Gemara? So the Ran over here spent a lot of time going over two pshatim in the Gemara. One belongs to the Rambam, the other belongs to Tosfos. So here, we have the time. Let's do it. Let's go through the Ran over here. I'll present both pshatim. So first, the Ran quotes the Rambam. Okay, if you take a look at the Ran, I'm the fourth line down from the top of the Amud. So Rambam saw very beperek vav meichus shvus the dafka bebal who di bayilan mimnesha abal kiishta. The Rambam says that this is only relevant to a husband and wife. Ava adam achir pshita lancheinu nasa shlech tzarich sheha noda b'fnei matirin. Okay, generally speaking, you cannot be matir neder via proxy. You can't send a shliach to be matir your neder. Why? Because nedarim are personal. So in other words, you made a neder. You have now charata. You have to go to the matirim. You have to explain to the matirim why it is that you regret having made that neder. Good. But the only discussion that we're having, says the Rambam, in our Gemara over here, is only when it comes to a wife and the husband. Right? The V'hachi Muchach B'Yushami, he quotes Yushami. I'm going to skip the next part. Umaskinan. So I drop down like about six or seven lines down. Umaskinan da'afil babal, I mechanfinan, I lo mechanfinan lo. So now the Rambam says, okay, so according to the Rambam, so now, let's follow through with this in the Gemara. What did the Gemara tell us? That if you have people gathered already, so then it's fine. But if you don't have people gathered, and you have to go through the trouble of gathering them, then no. What's the pshat? So he says, So look, it's true. Ishto kegufo. Husband and wife are one unified front. They're an entity. And so therefore, the husband being matir his wife's neder is something which is acceptable because he's not serving as a shliach. He's the principal. His wife made the neder, ishto kegufo, he's the principal. Aval delichnefe lechatchila gabe lo kem de mechvarta de milsa sheyenoder atzvo sham, zui shitas harambam. He says, but to do this lechatchila, so no, meaning, the way the Rambam understands it is that if the three people are there already, and all you're doing now is just simply presenting your wife's neder for the purposes of charata, that's fine. But since you're not the principal, so then it's not ideal. So for you to gather three people together in order to be matir neder, even though ishto kegufo, but still it's not ideal since you're not ultimately the principal who made the neder. That is the presentation of the Gemara Aliba the Rambam. That's the Rambam's understanding of what's happening over here. Good. So that is one pshat. On the other hand, Tosos offers a wildly different pshat, which is the next part of the run. Mamish, it is the polar opposite of the Rambam. Tosos says, you want to send a shliach to do charata? Go for it. In other words, shlucho sh'adam kamoso. Right, I'm currently unavailable to go to a collection of three Talmidei Chachamim, but I have an outstanding neder, and I would like a tara, so I'm going to send a shliach by all means. V'gabei bal d'dafka hu d'ibay la mishum d'chayshin shemitoch shenidra ishto kashin lav yosti midato b'charata. The only thing that we're hesitant on, now again, this is a totally different pshat. This is Tosfos. The only thing we're hesitant on is that the husband over here is not going to be able to serve as a good shliach for his wife. Why? Because the husband's not going to be objective. In other words, right now his wife made a neder, and all he wants to do is just simply be matir the neder. Right? In other words, he has to live with her, understandably. And now she has to live with her with a neder, so he's not going to be objective in terms of presenting the neder. So kashan love, so yosif midato becharata. And now, she's explaining why she wants to regret, and when he communicates that to the Beis Din, so of course he's going to embellish. In other words, she really regrets what she did. And whatever her regret is, she has to articulate what the regret is, whatever her regret is, so he's going to really add on to it, because he doesn't want it. So now according to Tosfos, so now you understand what was Rav Ashi's answer? Rav Ashi says, if you already have a collection of three people there, that's great. Meaning, but if you have to put people together there, so then no. But now Tosa says beautifully. Now, imagine if you have three people already over there, so you know what? The husband is going to try to remain as objective as possible. But now imagine. Number one, it's his wife's nadarim. Number two, now I have to go through the trouble of assembling a Beis Din. At that point in time, the husband is going to have totally lost it. And at that point in time, now when trying to communicate what his wife's charata is, there's no way he's going to communicate that with any kind of objectivity or any kind of impartiality. At that point in time, he's good and annoyed. It's his wife who he has to live with made a neder, now which he has to provide the charata, and on top of that he has to go through the trouble of putting together the Beis Din. At that point in time, the husband is done. He's done. Okay, good. So mikatsa elakatsa, meaning what comes out now is that really the two polar opposite understandings of our Gemara, according to the Rambam, cannot make a shliach for charata. The Rambam would say no. Notable exception is the wife. But otherwise, no, of course you can't make a shliach for a charata. In other words, you have to go yourself. That's the Rambam. And meanwhile, according to Tosfos, mamish, the opposite. According to Tosfos, can you make a shliach for a charata? Of course. Why not? Shlucho shaladam kamoso. Of course you can. The only limitation is going to be your wife because of the concern that you're not going to present her charata with impartiality. Okay. That's called two different pshatim in our Gemara. The Rambam presented both. Okay, we're back in our Gemara next. Shema Minah Tlas. So the Gemara says there are three takeaway points from this story. Number one, Shema Minah, Baal Naseh, Shliach Lecharatos Ishto. So number one, the husband can be serving as a shliach for the charat of his wife. And again, by the way, either you'll learn the Gemara like the Rambam or like Tosos, right? One of the two ways we just presented. Number two, Shema Minah, Loshar Lemishra Nidre Ba'asa Derabe. So you can't be Matu Neder where your Rebbe is. So and finally, Shema Minah, Ki Mechanfina Shapir Dami. Only when assembled is it okay, but if you have to go and assemble them, so then it's unacceptable. And again, you'll say the Pshat and the Gemara, either like the Rambam or like Tosfos. Now, that's only as it relates to being mischarit from a neder. Vish Shamta, but let's say it's excommunication, a filibuster de Rabbi. So even if it happens to be that your rabbi is available to release somebody from excommunication, but you're also a bar hachi and you also can release somebody from excommunication. So there, you don't need to provide kavod harav in order to excommunicate. In other words, you could do so yourself. And as long as you're an individual who's a mumcha, so shari shamta, you can release somebody from an eder. Okay, the Ran over here goes through a lot of trouble. I'm not going to read the Ran inside. That even though the Gemara says yachin mumcha, mumcha generally speaking means somebody with smicha over here. That's not what it means. The Ran writes over here just simply means that you know the halachas. Happens to be the Ran says you happen to know the halachas of releasing somebody from a cherem. Okay, I don't know how many people are fluent in those halachas. Anyway, those are the takeaway points from the episode regarding Ravina's wife who made a neder. I'm Rav Shimon Bar Zvid, and with this now we're going to be finishing the daf today. I'm Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Tavla. I'm Rav Chia Aricha Debei Rabbi Acha. I'm Rabbi Zera. I'm a Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Chanina. I'm Rabbi Meisha Mishmei Rav Yehuda Bar Eli. That's a shalshalas. That's a real long chain. The Amaydechsev. The pasuk says the pasuk in Malachi, "Vizarcha lachem yirei shemi." So Ela ben Adam shem yireim lo tzi shem shemaim levatala. People who are careful not to say Hashem's name in vain. So shemesh tzedaka or marpe. So and then as long as we quote the pasuk, so the end of the pasuk, so shemesh tzedaka or marpe, the sun provides basically a charity. It heals. Amar Rabbi Yishma Amina Achir Gadiyuma. So Abai says, so the Achir Gadiyuma. When you see the sun going in through the window, so what does everyone see? So there's like this dust. So you and I think, okay, the house is dusty. The house needs to be cleaned. So the Gemara says, no, I have a different shot. So Masse. So what it does is that has a curing effect, right? It's therapeutic. That dust that you find from the sun creates as it's going in, so it has a therapeutic effect, and so it's good when you see that. In other words, you're in such a house and you see the dust, so that is a refuah. Upli Rav Shimon Malakish. Now, as far as understanding this pasuk over here about the sun and its therapeutic effect for the people who are sick, Rav Shimon Reish Lakish gives a totally different pshat. Upli Gidur Reish Lakish Amar Ein Gehenam Laolam Haba. Reish Lakish has the following drasha, which is, don't worry, there's not going to be Gehenna. Now, I'd say at that point in time, don't worry, but let's read on. What does that mean? There's not going to be Gehenna. Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Har Tika. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do? He's going to take out the Chama. He'll take out the sun. Tzadikim is rapping bo, Urisham Nedonim bo. It's that very same sun that the Tzadikim, so they're going to bask in the sun. In other words, because, again, to the best of my understanding, I'm going to say this, and I can't go beyond that. And that is that the tzaddikim have now refined themselves, perfected themselves to the point where that chama, that sun that's being shown by Kadosh Baruch Hu in its full power, so the tzaddikim are like, okay, good, we're going out for a suntan. So it says, so the tzaddikim is rapping ba, more than a suntan. In other words, they're going to receive a refuah. Or Rishonim Nidonim Ba, but in that very same sun, so the Rishayim are, they're not properly sunscreened. I'm saying that B'derech HaMashal. So Rishonim Nidonim Ba, and therefore they're going to get burnt by that same sun. Shenemer V'zarech Lechem Yirei Shmi Shemesh V'gomer. Right? The V'lo Od, and furthermore, Elo Shemeadnim Ba. Okay, now I can say it. And now they're going to be sunbathing. Right? The Tzadikim. Shenemer V'yitzasim Ufishtem. Keegle mar bake. Okay, like calves who are basically right sun tanning, if you will. A verishim ne donim ba shenem rahine yom ba boer ketanur. Okay, in the rishim, so they're going to be burnt by this very same sun. Okay, that's the Reish Lakish's pshat in the pasuk of Malachi, and admittedly, it's not the same as Rabbi Chanina who quoted Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli. Okay, so a little bit of a gada to tend off today's daf. Let's quickly recap. Let's review our daf today. Basically, three parts to today's daf. Number one, the three statements are of Gidol Marav in terms of motivating yourself, incentivizing yourself in order to do mitzvos, right? If you want to do a particular mitzvah and you find that you need a little more oomph in terms of getting yourself going, go ahead and make a neder. You want to take lulav and whatever. You just need more motivation, so make a neder to do so. Make a shvuah to do so. And the way the Ran understands it, it's appropriate. Meaning, it's not only is there going to be a chalos, but it's appropriate. It's the appropriate thing to do. That's what we got from the pasuk in Tehillim. On top of that, you want to make a neder to learn more, so fine. And the Ran over here, Chiddush Gadol by the Ran in today's daf, and that is that there's a Chalosh Shvua over here. There's a Chalosh Shvua. So the why? Because the fact that we have to learn beyond saying Shema in the morning and the evening, aside from that, that with the fact that we have to learn the rest of the day, so that we learn out only B'derech HaDrush. Meaning that's only learned out from Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not Torah Shabbat Chsav. Nowhere in the Torah does it say you have to be learning every moment. But in other words, Vishinantam gets us to the point where of course you have to be learning every moment. Otherwise, how are we going to know Torah with any kind of clarity? So good. So we have to be learning every moment, but that we only learn out Torah Shabbat Peh, not Torah Shabbat Chsav. And so therefore, there's a Chalosh Shvua, even though we're bound by the Torah to learn at every point in time, but still there's a Chalosh Shvua. Why? Because there's a Chalosh Shvua on Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. That's a big chiddush by the Ran. And the third statement of Rav Gidol Amar Rav is that when I say I'm going to wake up early in the morning, so you're bound now to wake up early in the morning, meaning basically you've taken upon yourself either a ned or a shvua, again, the interchangeability of whatever term you use. That's number one. Number two, our second big topic for today is what happens is that in a dream, so you were put in nidui, you were excommunicated, right? The Shekhinah excommunicated you. So what do? So when you wake up in the morning, you assemble 10 people together, they're barahachi, they know Torah, and they're going to be able to be matir from the neder. Good. A couple more details over there regarding that particular halacha, but interesting halachas regarding how to respond to a dream, specifically the dream of being put in nidui. And finally, the last thing that we learned today, as far as halacha is concerned, is the husband going in, providing a charata, serving as a shliach, and providing a charata for his wife. His wife made a neder, the kind of neder that he can't be mefer, and now he goes to a chacham in order to be mater. So can he serve as a shliach? So we learned in today's daf, yes. Can a person be serving as a shliach for another person to be mater neder? So it's a major machlokus amongst the Rishonim. We saw today in the Ran, the Rambam versus Tosfos. The Rambam says that under normal circumstances, of course you can't. The Rambam writes, because to be matur neder, that's very personal. You can't send a shliach to do so. I, only in the case of husband and wife, where we say, ishto kagufo, then and only then. But otherwise, no. And on that, the Ran quotes Tosfos, and Tosfos says just the opposite. No, of course, generally speaking, a shliach can serve to be your agent, to be matur neder. You'll tell him why the neder you made, you tell him why you regret it. He'll go and communicate that to a Beis Din, and Beis Din will be Mater Neder. He'll be Mater Neder on your behalf. Good. What about our Gemara? So our Gemara is talking about a husband and wife, and the husband is going to be so annoyed with his wife that he's not going to be able to provide an impartial presentation of why his wife made a Neder and why she had a Charata. That's why our Gemara was equivocating on the wife. But generally speaking, of course, you can send a Shliach. So a major machlokus whether or not you can send a shliach to be matur neder. But that was the second part of today's daf in terms of a husband serving as a shliach for his wife to be matur neder. Good. Fine. Let's stop over here. And then we ended off today's day with a little bit of a gadata. Okay, Adkan. Tomorrow we start with the Mishnah and Testament Elf.
With the last statement, because I have a lot of skin problems. Ah.